Back here on Giants.com, he's Paul Dottino. I'm Lance Meadow. This is the latest edition of the mailbag as we answer the questions that you sent in. All right, Paul, here we go. Question number one, it comes from Joe in Syosset. What has you most excited about what Jim Betcher will do with the defense?
Well, the fact that he runs a fluid defense, I think it's really going to be exciting once the Giants get some additional body parts in here, specifically guys in the back seven who are translatable to his system. Guys who are going to be athletic, quick, can use fluidity to transfer from defensive back to linebacker. I just think that in watching the Cardinals tape, that's the kind of stuff that's going to be really unique and certainly very exciting to watch.
Yeah, he utilized the 3-4 and the 4-3, so it'll be interesting to see how he takes advantage of the personnel that he'll have at his disposal on defense. All right, statement number two, or question number two, I should say. Bonnie in Saddle River. Why do you think the defense struggled so much in the Super Bowl, and is that going to be a broader trend league-wide moving forward?
You know what? I don't know. I will say this. I think both head coaches and both defensive coordinators should be embarrassed by what they saw last week. These offenses ran roughshod over the other team's defenses. It was like video game football, arena game football, if you will. I don't know. Were they not talented enough? That's probably the number one reason more than anything else. Second reason is maybe they just weren't aggressive enough. Maybe they were too passive, and they just allowed those offenses to take whatever it was that they wanted. God knows why, but it certainly wasn't pretty.
Well, there was just one sack in that game, Paul, so I think that was a contributing factor.
One
got to get to the quarterback in order to make yourself dangerous in terms of your defensive lineman. And then I think the other thing that jumped out to me, Paul, was a lot of missed tackling. And when you have missed tackling, that's going to lead to other bigger plays down the field. So I think both of those were contributing factors. I don't think this is a trend league-wide. I think it was just a lack of execution across the board.
Again, I think schematically there were some deficiencies as well. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles decided they were going to rely solely on their front four. They barely blitzed at all in the game, and that turned out to be a very bad mistake, although they got home when the game mattered the most.
And that was their MO all throughout the season. They relied on their front four as opposed to blitzing with Jim Schwartz's defensive lineman. All right, that is going to wrap up the latest edition of the Giants Mailbag. For Paul Dottino, I'm Lance Meadow, right here on Giants.com.